Usually you want to look for the slightly thicker stemmed ones.
Derek Parker snips arugula bunches for harvest at Ma'o Organic Farms in Lualualei Valley.
This is sold to a lot of our stores, Whole Foods, the different food lands.
Wai'anae youth work and manage the 24-acre farm, producing thousands of pounds of organic fruits and veggies for local distribution. Ma'o's goal is not just to grow produce, but to cultivate educated, culturally rooted youth through a 2-year farm internship that includes full tuition and a monthly stipend. Flame Porter, an apprentice at Ma'o, says it gives him and others another option after high school.
You don't have to go military. You don't have to be in debt in college, right? And it's not just an alternative, but I feel like a better solution.
Hundreds have gone through the program since Ma'o began 18 years ago. More than 100 of them earned associate's degrees, and 30 received bachelor's.
We've known for a long time that what we're doing is critical for young people's lives. It's critical for our community. It's critical to produce food, local organic food.
Gary Monakea IV is the operations manager at Ma'o. He and his wife Kukui, who was born and raised on the Leeward Coast, began the farm with just 5 acres in 2001.
You know, we had this vision to establish a place where people and land could come together, which is why the farming enterprise is so super important, because we're producing something of value from that connection between land and people.
She isn't just talking about fruits and veggies. She's talking about creating abundance, financial, social, and environmental abundance for an entire generation out on the west side. Here's Parker.
I thought I was only going to be here for, you know, that initial 2-year program. In the midst of trying to figure out what I want to do with my life, and then slowly understanding the impact that this farm is having positively on our community, I realized I kind of wanted to stay a little bit longer.
He's been here for 11 years now. Ma'o's work has become a catalyst for change on the Leeward Coast, says Kealoha Fox. She leads Native Hawaiian Health and Well-being Initiatives at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
What's long been a narrative about the impoverished community that has high crime and faces major inequities in health and education now has a story of resilience.
Ma'o Organic Farms recently acquired another 236 acres. This means producing about 10 times what it currently does and extending its reach to as many as 500 interns a year. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.